Triple M. Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Oh, good day and welcome, everybody. Jeez, we're getting close to the weekend. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I certainly did, and I hope today is going to be even more better, if that is a word. Sunny today, a chance of frost about the high ground in the early morning, 23 to 26, a little bit warmer today, and sunrise officially coming up at 5:38. It is getting closer and closer to daylight saving, that bloody daylight saving. Anyway, major news stories of the day today. More aftershocks are expected in Victoria today, along with more demonstrators. And Australia Post Star Trek delivery service drivers are on strike today. In sport, in cricket, the term batsman is out and batter is in as the MCC approves gender-neutral terms. And in the NRL, Blake Ferguson has been dropped by the Eels. Locally, there were unconfirmed reports yesterday of an earthquake or seismic event south of Port Macquarie. Many residents reported the event to various social media and seismic sites. Also, there's a new COVID-19 testing clinic operating out of South Kempsey. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. And locally in sport, in golf in Port Macquarie, there's a stable fit in all three grades today. Thursday today, another day of Triple M's Who's in the Zoo. Do you have fun with that this week? Another family pass to the Billabong Zoo on offer. It's also Tradie Thursday for Sean and the team at Fast Blast. We'll be taking Smoko out to one of our great job sites today, and they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks the tradies. Maroon to talk grand final qualifier weekend in the NRL and all the rugby league gossip. Also coming up in What's Trending, why you should walk your dog more often. It's got to do with dog dementia. It's an interesting story. We'll talk more about that later. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. News on, Hawaii Five-0. We've lost one of the original cast members from the show that ran from 68 to 1980. SAS Australia and The Block. There's controversy there, as you could imagine. Plus, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing up the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Ray Charles, Mark Woodford and the great Sarah Blasco, all born on September 23. 1-333-53, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Strawny.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Yeah! Woo! Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid North Coast.
For the people in the Kempsey LGA, you must stay at home unless it is for an essential reason, which includes shopping for food, medical care, getting vaccinated, compassionate needs, exercise and work or tertiary education if you can't work or study at home. People who are fully vaccinated can attend outdoor gatherings of up to five people for exercise or outdoor recreation. There's also a new pop-up COVID-19 testing clinic operating at the South Kempsey Neighbourhood Improvement Project at 48 Yarraville Street in South Kempsey. Now, the clinic is open 9 till 4. It's walk-in, and please wear a mask. Thursday produce markets are on at Taree Park today, along with the Sprouts Holiday Fun at the Glasshouse Regional Gallery with Lucy Pascal. It's on at 10 and 3 during the school holidays on a Thursday. Grow your creativity at the Glasshouse Sprouts Art Session. Tickets are just $10. And in golf, in Port Macquarie, there's a stable fit in all three grades today. Before you head out for your next beach day in other areas today during the school holidays, just a reminder to keep a beach towel length between you and the person next to you, and please go to a patrol beach. Right now at Bingley, receive full free service delivery when you buy a selected fridge or laundry appliance. Now is the time to upgrade. Head into bingley.com.au today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. He's excited about the sunshine coming today, but again, I reckon he might have the beanie on this morning. What's going on with this weather, Bluey?
Yeah, still a bit cool in the mornings, but today's going to be nice today. I think we might get a bit of wind late afternoon, but yes, let's get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, magnificent. You got your favourite tide. It's early morning. The fish are starting to feed. The tide's coming in. That's what we like. Where do you think we should go today?
Well, we're definitely out to the beaches this morning. It's been a long while since we've been out there. We're going to take a few pillies with us. We're going to toss them around. We're targeting Brim and Taylor.
Okay, the beaches are for Brim and Taylor on Pillies. Okay. Anything decent landed yesterday?
No, another day where we just sort of got we did get about a couple of hours in, but by lunchtime that wind was just too difficult to fish. You know,
it was terrible.
Yes.
Crikey.
So it was Groundhog Day yesterday, but looks a big difference today. So I reckon we'll get a few hours in today. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okie dokie, fair enough. So good luck to all the pilly tossers out there today, out to our mid-north coast beaches. It should be a great day to get out and get a fish today. Now, I've got to say, Bluey, too, with the big earthquake in Melbourne yesterday, gee, they have everything down there at the moment. They've got the rioters, they've got the, you know, they've got the lockdown, and now the earthquake. And, gee, it brought back a lot of memories for me, Bluey, and I know it would be for you, too, because of some of the presenters that were on air at the time on television and radio. It brings back memories for me because they said it was about the same as the Newcastle earthquake that did all the damage. 1989, I'm on air that day, and Mr. Producer ridiculed me because I ran out of the building. I was on air, and the old cart racks we used to have with the cartridges with commercials and songs and all that on, it started to sway. And I took off, and that's the one thing you shouldn't do, Bluey. You should go in, like, to a doorway or something and cover up. But I took off out of the building, and I was ridiculed for that for months. Good on you, Storm. Be great. I love to be in battle with you, he was saying. But it did bring back memories of the Newcastle earthquake yesterday. It was incredible. So I don't know what else can happen in Victoria today. I think the betting agencies would be looking at, you know, I don't know, scurvy or, you know, much gnashing of teeth. What else can happen? A flood? Louis, I don't know. Fire?
Don't mention the flood.
Don't mention the flood. No, sorry about that. That's bad news for you, I know. We don't talk about the war. Okie dokie. Yeah. Let's talk about the footy, though. The qualifying finals, both games live on the M's. We also give you the AFL Grand Final. But starting tomorrow night, the Rabbitohs and the Seagulls. What's doing, Louis?
Yeah, for the Rabbitohs, no change to their team. They're going along quite well in the finals. For the Seagulls, a bit of an injury problem with Bradley Parker at the moment. They're going to have to test him before kickoff. One half start to the Seagulls.
One and a half to the Seagulls. Okie dokie. Saturday at the great time of 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Saturday. The Storm and the Panthers.
Yeah, the Storm get Adokar back on the wing. No change to the Panthers team. They are still looking at a few injuries. 9.5 to the Panthers.
9.5 to the Panthers. Gee, okay. Homework for you tomorrow, Bluey. We'll need. Can we get a win or two just quietly in the races?
Help.
Where were you last? You went to Foster on the Friday and they called the rest of the meeting off, remember?
I know.
That's how bad Bluey's tipping's going. But having said that, you're one step closer to your next winner, so we'll just say that.
I am, yes.
We'll need a TAB, a Footy Tab Best Bet, and a Bottle of Best Bet as well on this Ripper Thursday morning. Just repeating, if you're heading for a fish, you're heading out to the beach.
Out to the beaches, take a few pillies with you. We're going to try for a quality tailor or a big brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ostroni.
Bob and Weave. Bob and Weave.
Tonight. Triple M and Strotty for breakfast, and who's in the zoo coming up after 7? Look out. It is Hey Soul Sister there from Train. We always have fun with Who's in the Zoo. Another family pass up for grabs during the holidays to the wonderful Billabong Zoo. It is 7 to 7.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
In the Telegraph today it says, will the Premier save Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks? The cancellation of the New Year's Eve family fireworks is a blow to families looking forward to a spectacular treat at the end of a year of hardship. In the Sydney Morning Herald, their lead story, thousands of retired staff called up to boost front line. Retired doctors, nurses, dentists and psychologists have been asked to rejoin the workforce as surging hospitalisation and staff shortages stretch New South Wales health system. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story, PM's tilt for nuclear subs to be arriving early. Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton are working with the US and UK on options for nuclear submarines to operate in Australia 6 to 8 years earlier than expected. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. Look out. Powerball tonight, back to $3 million. That's not too shabby, though. I think you and I would take it, wouldn't we? We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits Marina, a Mid-North Coast traffic check coming up.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Actor Al Harrington has passed away at age 85. The star passed away in a hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii, after he suffered a serious stroke, according to the Honolulu Star Advertiser, which confirmed his death through family members. Now, Al Harrington was best known for playing Detective Ben Kokoa in the original Hawaii Five-O series, which aired from 1968 until 1980.
Aloha.
And tensions explode on the block as Georgia calls out Tanya and Vito for being fake after they sent her a gift hamper.
Obviously, as we know, there's been lots going on with the scandal.
Yep.
Whatever you
want to
call it.
SAS Australia viewers were all struck by real-life Wonder Woman Yana Pittman as she impressed everybody, including the directing staff, with her crazy memory. Last night's task involved recruits jumping into a hole in the ground filled with ice and cold water and being asked a series of questions by the DS.
What was the tail number on the helicopter?
284.
What?
284. So, VHELC 284.
How the f*** do you remember that?
I've been looking at it.
Full range of value-packed MGs now back in stock at Andrew Medici MG.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Coffs Harbour is still anxiously waiting to see whether or not it'll be placed under stay-at-home orders again, after another COVID case was confirmed there this week, bringing the number to two. Meantime, the director of the North Coast Public Health Unit has provided some more detail about the Mid-North Coast's current cases. Dr. Paul Douglas telling the ABC the two cases in Kempsey weren't always isolating 100% and were having visitors come. However, both Coffs Harbour cases and their close contacts have been in isolation. After yesterday's sudden and unexpected earthquake at Mansfield, we've escaped unharmed across the Mid-North Coast. Six aftershocks followed the magnitude 5.9 quake, which caused significant damage in Melbourne just after 9 a.m. and was felt along much of the east coast. There have been some unconfirmed reports of tremors being felt about 20 kilometres south of Port Macquarie yesterday afternoon. A new report from the Climate Council shows local governments being forced to foot the bill when it comes to disaster recovery. It's warned that the ongoing costs of adapting to climate risks will continue to rise while councils' share of tax revenue shrinks. Here on the Mid-North Coast, we've seen firsthand the effects of natural disasters with the March floods and the Black Summer bushfires. Professor Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council says a lot's being asked of our local governments when it comes to picking up the slack.
While climate change poses a grave risk to all local councils, those in regional and rural communities in particular are more vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, and they're often the least well-resourced to plan for these events.
And Port Macquarie's Koala Hospitals joined calls for the government to purchase a piece of prime habitat at Lake Innes. The hospital fears the 200-hectare piece of land will be developed if it's not put into the hands of national parks. Taking a look at sport, Port Macquarie product Angus Thurgate will be changing things up at the Jets next season. The side's new coach, Arthur Pappas, is looking to deploy him into a more forward role in midfield. It's one of a number of changes at the club, with some new players also coming into the side.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with a national news briefing. Almost 29,000 retired healthcare workers across Australia are being asked to return to fight COVID in New South Wales. The state is just weeks away from an expected surge of patients ending up in ICU. Those who recently stopped working are now eligible to come back for 12 months, including nurses, psychologists and pharmacists. Protesters are again being warned to stay home as Melbourne braces for another day of violent rallies. Hundreds of police remain on standby with more than 200 demonstrators arrested yesterday. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Ross Gunther warning demonstrators not to head to the city, concerned it could cause more COVID spread.
For those that are parents, think about your kids and think about the likely impact on your conduct if you choose to come into the city.
The US president has pledged to make America the arsenal of vaccines. Joe Biden has announced overnight it will double its delivery of Pfizer doses to the world's poorest countries, aiming to provide 1 billion jabs all up.
For every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do 3 shots.
And Aussie researchers say they've developed a new technique to identify corals vulnerable to bleaching. University of New South Wales biologists puree samples to count the number of algae and other organisms, giving an indicator of coral health.
Diablo Carbide Accessories. Superior technology helping you get more cuts for your bucks. Diablo Accessories. Lead, never follow.
The Panthers are back training today in the build-up to Saturday's prelim final against the Storm. Billy Kickout and Brian To'o have another chance to prove their fitness. Teammate Liam Martin says he's confident both will play.
They're waiting to see how Billy's got a bit of a cut on his leg. I think they're waiting to see how that heals up.
How's Brian?
Yeah, no, he's doing everything possible, so have to wait and see.
And Mitch Marsh has withdrawn from WA's Sheffield Shield clash with South Australia starting tomorrow.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
We have a light offshore wind. With a high tide around 10, 11 o'clock this morning, I recommend with this smaller swell, it's around waist high, jumping in early on that lower to mid tide. Swell size is around that 1 to 2 foot on those protected southern corners. Open beaches around that 3 foot mark. I'm overlooking one of the beaches now as a whole big pot of whales going crazy at the back. So get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in a second.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki from that great album Tea and Sympathy. Bernard Fanning, wish you well. It is bang on 20 past 7 on a cracker morning across the coast. Up to 26 degrees. Ashley's in here because we're going to play Who's in the Zoo. Every time we mention it, the phones go burko. We need 2 Triple M contestants. 133353, the number. One of you is going to walk away with a family pass to the Billabong Zoo. And Ash, what a great day to go to the zoo today.
Absolutely. It is a cracker day out there. Have to call in. We can only take 2 people, so.
Yeah, 133353. Now, what we do is we do the quiz. They're pretty simple questions, all involving animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the first person to get 2 correct gets the family pass. Now, the thing is, you have to buzz in using an animal sound as your buzzer.
I'm sure that deters people.
No, it's just fun. It's just fun. Come on, 133353. Who wants to play Who's in the Zoo? 3 really easy questions. Now, you're looking at your kids and going, what am I going to do with this lot today? What about going to the zoo? 133353. Come on, we need 2 contestants, 133353, to play Who's in the Zoo. Now, have you made the sounds hard today or are they easy?
I think they're easy. Comparatively, I mean, when I originally asked how, what does a crocodile sound like, I feel like these are a little easier.
Snap, snap. All right, let's give it a go.
Triple M's Who's in the Zoo for Billabong Zoo. Bring the whole family these school holidays and we'll see you at the zoo.
All right, Triple M, good and Minning. Who have I got there?
Yeah, it's Mark. Strawny, how you going?
Oh, I'm good. Good, Mark. Where do you live, buddy?
Port Hope,
mate. Port, okay. All right, Mark. Now, what is Mark's buzzer going to be, Ashley?
Mark, I want you to give me a dingo howl.
Oh, that's very
awesome.
Good. All right.
That's actually really good.
Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Sonia.
Hey, Sonia, where do you live?
In Kempsey.
In Kempsey. Okie doke, Sonia. Here we go. Your buzzer. Ashley, what has Sonia got to buzz in with?
All right, Sonia, I want you to give me your best snake sound. So with your S's. Did you shush me?
A dingo and a snake. One of your best. All right, here we go. Question 1.
All right. What is the name of the Australian rugby team? Ooh, that was, I think Dingo just
Dingo.
Got, like, just.
Righto, Mark.
Wallabies.
Wallabies.
Well done.
Yes, the Wallabies. That's 1-0 to Mark. Okie dokie, question 2. You did well, Snake. You've just missed it.
Okay, well, funnily enough, what is the only continent in the world known to be snake-free? Oh, that was a snake.
That was a snake.
New Zealand.
No, it's Antarctica.
Antarctica, no. Okie
no
dokie.
Snakes in the snow.
Okay, still 1-0 to Mark.
All right. What kind of animal was Foghorn Leghorn in the Looney Tunes? Oh, that was snake for sure.
That's a snake for sure. Yes, snake.
A rooster.
Yes, beautiful.
It was a rooster. It's 1-1. We go to the decider. Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You can cut the tension with a knife in here this morning.
All right, okay. What kind of animal is the representative of Fruit Loops? Oh, that was snake again.
That was a snake.
I had to get in there.
Yes.
Toucan.
Yes, toucan, Sam.
It was a toucan, that's right. Sorry, Mark, but thank you for being part of what's been a very, very funny Who's in the Zoo. More tomorrow here on the M's. Hold the line. We say to our wonderful competitors on Triple M's, Who's in the Zoo? That's one of your best.
I just love that. It sounded like she was shushing. Shh.
Sounds like Mr. Producer, because I've touched one of the blinds and they won't come down now, so we're going to go and fix that. Marina with the Mid-North Coast traffic check, then we go to what's trending. Now, Ashley, I know you've got sort of little dog issues at the moment. And we talk about people being locked up like Shalice and the dog's looking at her going, we're not going on another walk, are we? Apparently, that is good for the dog because it will help them fight off dog dementia. Now, don't laugh, right? This is a true story. What's trending? Mm-hmm. We're talking dog dementia and walkers. Next.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
How about this? Do you think sometimes because of lockdown, your dog looks at you and goes, oh, no, we're not going on another walk, are we? Well, apparently, taking your dog for lots of walks could help keep its brain sharp. Now, pets that got very little exercise were found to be more likely to develop a dog form of dementia, known as canine cognitive dysfunction. Like Alzheimer's disease in people, the symptoms of CCD include learning and memory problems, loss of spatial awareness, and disrupted sleeping patterns. The study of 15,000 dogs found, as expected, the older pets were more likely to have the condition. But when dogs' activity levels were analysed, an association was also found. An increased understanding of CCD may help advance treatment of the cognitive disease in dogs. So there you go. Take them for an extra walk. It's okay. It's good for them. Thank you.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Andy Maroon's NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Ooh, is it exciting? The big weekend. We cannot wait. All the finals live here on the M's, and of course, even on the Saturday, we're going to bring you following the big game with Melbourne and the Panthers, the AFL Grand Final, as well as Melbourne take on Footscray. No, they're the Western Bulldogs now. We better not get in trouble. Good morning, Maroon.
Yes. Good morning, Strawny. Well, I do know enough about, well, I don't know anything about AFL, but I know enough to know that this Melbourne Demons side haven't won it since 1964.
Yeah, it's great to see it. They were such a train wreck for so long. And I feel sorry for the guy who was the captain who took them all through these awful years and he doesn't get to play in the grand final, the former captain. Oh, his name escapes me at the moment. But it was just like one of those from the Western Bulldogs from a few years ago where Murphy didn't get to play in the grand final. The coach gives him his medal. The theatre was great. Anyway, we're going to talk NRL at the Sets. Of course, Saturday's just going to be such a great day at the Sets. All the action from 4 o'clock with the NRL, from 7 with the AFL, and $10 pulled pork burgers, Maroon.
Well, you're not going to believe this, Strawny. Somebody's contacted me from Port Macquarie. Yes, it's the great man, the bird man, Gary Hampley, the former Rabbitohs legend. He said, if you go to the Sets, make sure you try the Clifton beef burger with the Angus beef, the pickles, and the barbecue onions. So I'm going to have a crack at that.
Yeah, very nice that. Very nice that. All at the Sets. You beauty. Ding, ding, ding. Tomorrow night is the very big, big game. Well, they're both big games. I think it's my favourite weekend of rugby league of the year. Coverage from 7 of Maroons Rabbitohs up against the Sea Eagles. And Maroon, try and be a little bit, you know, balanced in your remarks on this one. How do you see it being played out? The bookies say you're $1.77, Seagulls $2.05.
Yeah, so it's going to be a close game. But firstly, Scrawny, a couple of players that I think I wanted to single out for a pat on the back. Benji Marshall, just shy of 350 NRL games and one game away from a grand final. And likewise, Kieran Foran, mate, who spent so many years in the wilderness and then Manly put the band back together, DCE and, of course, Kieran Foran and Desi, and here they are only 1 week away from a grand final. So good on those guys. Should be a great game. Manly very experienced in the halves. I know we talk about Tommy and we talk about Jake Trbojevic, but Manly are very experienced in the halves. These guys have been there before and done that. But I think in this game, the fact that the Rabbitohs have had the week off, I think the Rabbitohs will get them.
Yeah, interesting on the call on Triple M last weekend. The boys' comments about, Ryan Girdler's comments about flat track bullies being Seagulls have beaten nobody with any credibility, and he thinks they're going to get flogged. Another interesting one, which Mr. Producer brought up here, he reckons Cody Walker's a really good chance of taking out the Dally M, that given that with Tommy Turbo, will split his votes with DCE, and it might be clear air for Cody Walker. What's your thoughts on that?
Do you think he might do the Stephen Bradbury?
No, not a Bradbury you're talking about. No, that it just the vote's going to be split between the two Manly stars. It might lessen Tommy's impact.
Yeah. Look, I'd love to see Cody win that. Look, you know, Cody, I think what Cody needs in his game, mate, certainly he deserves it, what he's done at club level this year, the way he works that Rabbitohs attack, the way he chimes in, the ad-lib way he plays football. He's a breath of fresh air and a wonderful, wonderful human being. So I would love to see him win Dally M. I think more importantly, more important things are on his agenda at the moment. And I still think, Storny, that Cody needs to prove himself in big games consistently. So he went so well against Penrith a couple of weeks ago. He needs to back this up this week and bury Manly.
Okay, we will wait and see how that goes and whether Ryan Girdler's right. Okay, the 4 o'clock game, of course, the second qualifying final for the grand final, the Storm up against the Panthers. Most bookies thought this would have been the grand final, but that's the theatre of sport. It is not predictable. What a game it's going to be. First up, Maroon, given a few days since it happened, the Penrith game, everyone thought, well, obviously there were some dodgy calls for both teams in that game. But you'd have to say, when it mattered, right at the death, Parramatta did not get the rub of the green. And Penrith, I know it was a terrible thing to say, but if they went out, would Cleary have been the new Brian Smith? How much do you think this is Penrith timing their run to perfection to be playing the big games in the big games, or do you think they're struggling at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think they just genuinely had a really good game, a really tough game against Parramatta, and in the end, they probably got more than a fair rub of the green. So I think they're probably, I don't doubt their ability, Penrith. I think they're a genuine grand final contender. But see, Manly last week played the Roosters and flogged them. Penrith were genuinely bashed up by Parramatta, and Parramatta were bashed up by Penrith. So how do Penrith bounce back from that, considering, Strawny, that this Melbourne side, not only did they rest last week, but last week of the normal season, he rested seven or eight players. So Melbourne had got to be so fresh and ready to go. You've got to tip them to win this one.
Yeah, you'd think so. Look, it's just going to be great theatre. As we say, like most bookies, most pundits and people that really know the game, like the guys on the Triple M commentary team, really thought it had to be a Storm Panthers grand final. Both teams had dominated the competition from the early part of the year. But sport's not like that. It throws up these great stories, and we just know they're going to be two great games coming up at the weekend. Now, are you calling? You in a corporate box somewhere? Are you at a friend's house? Can you go to a friend's house in Little Bay? What's doing with you this weekend, Maroon?
Well, my calling duties are finished, Strawny. As you, why? Well, because the Gold Coast aren't playing anymore and the Warriors.
At least he can laugh about it.
But no, in the Fettingham department, my beautiful wife, Miss Portugal, and I, we set up this little virtual corporate box here in our house because we're the only two here.
Yes.
And we just sit on the lounge and have a kiss and a cuddle and eat party pies and sausage rolls and watch the footy. But last week, we ramped it up a bit and had a prawn cocktail each, 70s style. And she had a couple of Moselles and kiss and a cuddle and away you go. But, mate, before I go, can I say a quick good day? There's so many Rabbitohs supporters that I know up in your neck of the woods. Obviously, my old mates John and Faye and Gary Hambley and everybody else who are up there.
Adam the Garbo with the flag.
Yeah, mate, that lunatic as well. I mean, with the flag, the doing the garbage run, preaching the good word of the Rabbitohs in Port Macquarie. We love them all.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, it's just going to be great. The whole theatre of it. Every game live on the M. Also, remember, download the listener app. You can take us with you anywhere. And wow, what a game, what two games we've got lined up for us, and the big one, of course, the following week. All the best, Maroon, and as we say, get to the sets. The big game, of course, all the games are on there, and don't forget, it is the $10 pulled pork burgers and NRL from 4, AFL from 7 at the sets. Thank you, Maroon.
Righto, glory, glory, talk to you next week.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Astroni!
Strody Fabrecki and the $1,000 birthday wheel after eight, along with Tradey Thursday. It's the commitments there and the story of Mustang Sally. It is 10 to 8. Ashley is here now, not to do animal noises again, but to bring in, what, you bring in the muffins.
I did, yes. So today we've got white chocolate and strawberry.
This is for Tradey Thursday, thanks to Sean and the team at Fast Pass. We take Smoko today to Kazakh Constructions.
Kazakh Civil.
Kazakh Civil.
Yes, yeah. We will be having a chat to Steve, and I think there's 20 in the crew out there, so I've only got 10 muffins, though, so I think they're going to halve them, but I don't think they're going to have an issue with that because they're the size of my head. So now,
I know Steve. He's a Mad Rooster supporter, but we could have just got a little bit of blue on there. There's a lot of red and white on there.
Well,
it's a lot of strawberry.
Yeah, well, it's all the way through the muffin as well. So it's like actual fresh strawberries through the muffin with white chocolate as well.
From our good friends at the Juice Box. If you'd like us to bring Smoko to your job site, you get to play your favourite rock song. Yeah, register your interest at triplem.com.au. Can you give a shout out to Mr. Sheffield? Just say hello, Mr. Sheffield.
Hello, Mr. Sheffield.
He was nearly wetting himself listening to the quiz this morning, the zoo quiz.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he likes your laugh. There you go.
Oh.
There you go. All right, Mr. Sheffield and other tradies around the place, yeah, head to the website. We did have a problem like about 2 months ago, but the website's fixed now.
Yep,
if
all
you want
good.
To register your interest there.
I don't think,
none of those are going to come back. Fair dinkum. Coming up next, we'll have a look at the local.
My apparition, she's my only one.
Triple M and Steve Price in Australia today following me at 9. We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits. It's I Send a Message from the Swing from In Excess. Sunny and up to 26 for today.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
G'day, Bill in Port Macquarie. What are you up to today?
Off to the gym today.
Off to the gym today, okie dokie. Is it a big session you're doing today?
Not as big as I used to be.
I hear you, brother, I hear you. Oh, don't worry. Hey, have you been watching SAS? They keep a bit of a, you know, like the repetitions. I wouldn't like the bloke standing behind me yelling at me. You're like,
no, hey? I did a bit of time in the army, so I know what that's about.
All right, Bill. No worries. Well, good luck for you today, mate. And get outside and enjoy it too and have a cuppa afterwards and just enjoy this sunshine. Gee, this looks good today. Although,
beautiful.
You still got the Ugg boots on this morning. What was it? Four degrees early or something like that. Amazing. Now, what number are we looking for you on the wheel, Bill?
Number 29, please.
29, just Bill's age.
Yes.
Righty-o. Oh, your secret's safe with me, Bill. It's all right. Here we go. Come
on. FaceTime, is it?
No, it's all right. He's a character. It's gone past 29, and the rotten thing's going to stop on number 18. Sorry.
Oh,
Bill, can't give you the cash. But I've got your details, mate. End of the month, you go in the draw to win the next Easy Burn Fire Pit from our great friends at Bennett Steel. Great local company celebrating 30 years this year. Good on you, Bill. Enjoy the day,
Thank you very much.
Okie dokie. He's a character, Bill. Is FaceTime. Now, other birthdays today. Well, first up here at the M's, Sarah's birthday today. Sarah is birthday today. I'm sure hubby and the three kids are going to make her feel special today. Good on you, Sarah. Enjoy the day today. And also, the Mid-North Coast legend farrier, the great Keith Hollis, birthdaying today. Good on you, Keith. Now, Keith once gave me a pearl of wisdom I quote often. Keith said, "I've never met a horse that wasn't hungry." That's one of your best, Keith, that's for sure. Anyway, enjoy the day today if you're out putting the shoes on the horses, buddy, and I'm sure you'll relax with a nice meal and maybe a drinky-poo tonight. Now, people like Keith and Sarah from the Triple M organisation are sharing their birthdays with Bruce Springsteen, Ray Charles, Mark Woodford, the tennis player, and Sarah Blasco, all born on this day, September 23.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fastplast Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have. Triple M.
Yeah, we love Tradie Thursday, and today we've got, a massive organisation, Kazakh Civil. Steve is here to have a chat with us and tell us their story. They get smoko and they get to play their favourite rock song. Steve, what a great day to be working outside.
Hi, Strawny. That it is. Hey, beautiful sky, which is what civil contractors like to see, not a cloud in the sky. And it's money-making weather, mate, when it's like this.
For sure. Now, the company's absolutely massive. Can you take us through a bit of the history of the place? I think it's over, is it over 30 years the company's been around?
Yeah, that's correct. We started actually this year is our 30-year anniversary. So started roughly, we started in 1991, that'd be right, wouldn't it? Yep, 1991. And we've built up, started with a little 2-3-man crew and built up from there. And we've currently got 60 employees working for us directly for Kazakh, plus all our subcontractors that we have as well. So we've come a long way.
Yeah, geez, Steve, that's amazing when you consider the changes that have gone through. Obviously, the place has grown. Everyone would like to come and live at a place like this. And talk about the amount of work you do. Can you take us through some of the projects you've been involved with over the last couple of years?
Well, our main project, and that's where we are today, is Sovereign Hills. So we originally started at Sovereign Hills in about 2009, I believe, over at Barton Ridge, which is across the road from the town centre shopping centre.
Yep.
And we did that little estate there, and then we went up and did half of College Rise, and we've done everything on the southern side of the Gateway Road, so all of Stirling Green and the Heritage, where all the exhibition villages are. So we've done all that. So we're currently right down the back. I would think that we've probably produced, probably 700-800 housing lots in Sovereign Hills at the moment.
Now, Steve,
and we're currently doing another 200 as we speak, right down the back. So they've got to be finished by June next year.
That's amazing. So, I know. And when you talk about the backlog of homes that people are falling over themselves to come here. Now, with projects that big, Steve, you must have some great toys. What's your favourite thing to drive?
Look,
do they let you drive, Steve?
Yeah, they do sometimes. I had a couple of sick excavator operators the other day, so I forced myself to jump on an excavator the other day for half a day, which was, I don't mind getting out of the office and doing that a little bit. The dozers and the dump trucks, they're all good fun. I like to jump on them every now and then. It breaks the monotony of sitting in the office all the time, punching the numbers and pushing the pen.
Yeah, good on you, buddy. Excellent. Now, I know we also, we go back a long way. I know Steve's a mad Rooster supporter. It was an unbelievable year. Robbo's speech at the end there, particularly the way that he thanked the NRL, he's quality, isn't he?
They did. Yeah, he is. He's a good man, good coach, and Roosters are lucky to have him. Like, what they went through this year and to get to where they did was unbelievable. Even though it was still sad, I had to go to bed early last Friday night.
I couldn't watch it.
I couldn't stand sitting there watching it after about 30-something, whatever it was, Yeah, but look, you've got to give them credit. They did well, didn't
they? And Steve, we've had a pretty good run. There's some teams, like what about Melbourne in the AFL? What is it, 1940 or something since they've won the cup?
62 years, I think.
62 years. What? And who do you think's going to? Who do you like from out of the four teams that are left? Who do you think's going to win?
Look, I think. Well, I don't like the Bunnies, right? Personally, I'm hoping Penrith will win. I'm going for them, but geez, it's going to be hard to go past Melbourne, isn't it?
I know, it is all the time. Mate, you get to play your favourite rock song. Now, with that many employees, those muffins, they are beautiful from the juice box. You've got to cut them up into about, I think each one will be cut up into 20 pieces, anyway.
Ashley said she only bought 10 muffins, so we're going to have to get the knife out and cut them into quarters for this job, I think.
Oh, do that. But, it's going to do a draw for them. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, anyway, look, I'll put my hand up and won't have one, so I don't actually need one. So, but Alan, one of my employees that organised this, I think he's... put forward he wants to play Thunderstruck. He's an Akadaka fan, so...
Why don't we do that? For everyone at Kazakh Civil, wow, that's a big staff and they do big projects. You've got the oak-flavoured milk, you've got those wonderful muffins there, you get to play your favourite rock song. Good on you, Steve. All the best, as you say. Great weather to be out there building towns, and it'll be great, you know, when you look back on it in years to come when you're driving through and think about the job that you've done. You guys that are in that type of job, it's great. Must be great to have a look at the fruits of your labour.
It is, mate. It is when you drive around town and you look at all the housing estates that you've constructed, and you know that they're full of houses, and it does give you a bit of pride. So
all the best,
in achieving all that. So
good on you, mate. All right. Thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday, Steve.
Thanks, Drawny.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki winding up with the great Bruce Springsteen, whose birthday today. Is he 72 or 73 today, I think? Yeah, the great boss. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, remember, go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. Steve Price after 9. Tomorrow, we'll release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. Of each day.